We kick things off this week, exploring a protein that could help in the fight against hypertension and preeclampsia. Hypertension, or high blood pressure, and preeclampsia, a form of high blood pressure in pregnant women, are both unfortunately quite common, with 10 women and 1,000 babies dying of preeclampsia in the UK every year. There are various factors involved in inducing hypertension: our heart rate, the volume of our blood, and also the constriction of our blood vessels, causing them to narrow and therefore increase our blood pressure. This latter cause is what Robin Carroll from the University of Cambridge is looking into, and he told me more about the proteins that are behind this constriction.
A major factor is a peptide hormone called angiotensin, which directly results in a tightening or vasoconstriction of small blood vessels. Angiotensin originates from a large protein that circulates in our blood called angiotensinogen. The hormone is released by an enzyme from the kidney called renin, and the renin cleaves off the terminal part of this circulating protein, angiotensinogen, to give this very small peptide hormone, angiotensin.
You've been looking at the actual structure of this angiotensinogen protein to see just what happens to it, I guess, to release angiotensin.
Exactly. And the first and very satisfying finding was that angiotensinogen is far from being a passive source of the hormone. It interacts in a very active way with the enzyme renin. The cleavage site that renin attacks to release angiotensin is buried within the angiotensinogen molecule. And we demonstrated this, and also able to demonstrate the way that the interaction with renin results in the cleavage site becoming accessible, changing from the interior of the molecule to the exterior of the molecule. So we're now seeing that angiotensinogen plays an active and positive part in what is the initiation of the main process controlling blood pressure.
What actually happens to it for it to perhaps become exposed?
The surprise to us and to all was the presence of a hidden switch, a fine-tuning mechanism that controls the activity of the interaction between renin and angiotensinogen that releases the hormone. And this switch is based on a disulfide bond, a bond between two sulfurs. In the case of angiotensinogen, with this disulfide bond, they are liable or susceptible to being broken as the molecule changes from an oxidizing to a reducing environment. In a reducing environment, the bridge between the two sulfurs is broken and the two parts of the molecule can move apart. In an oxidizing environment, the two sulfurs are bonded and held together, and they hold the molecule in a more active shape, that is, will more readily release the hormone angiotensin that controls blood pressure.
If the angiotensinogen is in an oxidized environment, does that mean, therefore, it is more exposed and therefore more likely to be cleaved by the renin and for the hormone to be released?
That is right, that the molecule exists in two forms and they switch from one to another as the protein moves from a reducing environment to an oxidizing environment.
Why would, say, a therapeutic approach using this early, perhaps, mechanism be better than current, say, treatments for hypertension?
It needs to be emphasized that what we're looking at is the initiating stage in the release of the hormone angiotensin. There is a second stage in which the hormone is refined into the form that actually interacts with the arteries. And this second stage is controlled by an enzyme for which have now been designed a series of inhibitors that people may well know them as the ACE inhibitors, ACE inhibitors, that are used very effectively to treat blood pressure. But the problem is, one problem is, that the use of ACE inhibitors is contraindicated for the very best reasons in pregnancy. And it is in pregnancy that we perhaps get one of the greatest challenges of hypertension for people in the prime years of their life. The condition of preeclampsia, which is so common, it affects 2%, 2 to 7% of all pregnancies, is still not well understood. So what we've done is add a facet of understanding because we've shown specifically the change of angiotensinogen to the more active oxidized form takes place in preeclampsia. It opens prospects for the treatment of what has otherwise been a very resistant condition, that is the high blood pressure of pregnancy that is the accompanying and prime feature of preeclampsia.
What actual stage is the research at now? How far away do you imagine we are from that perhaps being a therapeutic used?
The quick answer is that now we're beginning to understand the mechanisms. It opens various approaches, theoretical and otherwise, to treatment. And that could mean many years ahead, but there's been an intensive effort made to look at therapies for hypertension. And now as we look at the various treatments that have been tried or being given in trials, certainly in their early stages, there are some that we feel, in fact, might be relevant to the basic process that's occurring. And we hope our findings will be an encouragement to these people and eventually to pharmaceutical companies to follow this up.
Robin Carroll, Emeritus Professor of Haematology from the University of Cambridge.